Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one, or home to vibes like this and this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa,
and not to mention we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guess what, Will?
What's that, Mango?
I've been trying to write a promo for our podcast, Part-Time Genius, but even though we've done over 250 episodes, we don't really talk about murders or cults.
I mean, we did just cover the Illuminati of cheese, so I feel like that makes us pretty edgy. We also solve mysteries like how Chinese is your Chinese food and how do dollar stores make money? And then, of course, can you game a dog show?
So what you're saying is everyone should be listening.
Listen to Part-Time Genius on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, lady.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
This is why I can't take drugs.
Well, yeah.
I don't want to do drugs because they make me feel funny. And I guess that's when people do drugs, they want to feel funny.
Yeah.
But I don't want to feel funny.
No.
So
well,
I can't
not,
take drugs.
Especially not when you're at work hosting a program for millions of people.
I don't feel like I'm in my body. I feel like I'm somewhere else right now.
I can't take that either, that stuff that clears up your mucus, because I feel like I'm floating above myself. And then I'm looking down at me, and there I am doing my stuff, but I'm really not there.
It's terrible. I was with you, Elvis, this morning in that feeling because I took my inhaler.
Right.
And when I take my inhaler, it's basically like a shot of adrenaline into your lungs and then the rest of your body. So I was shaking.
Oh, you were having coffee as well.
Well, yeah, because you got to. But
but I know that it's just a mix of
I know, but
nerves.
The inhaler isn't going to wake you up. The coffee has to wake you up.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Brody. Well, the music's back. I like that music. We're bitching and moaning on your birthday.
Well, that's okay. Listen, I've been sick for 11 days now, so if you've got the magic cure, please pass it this
way.
What
did the doctor say when you went to the doctor?
He said, stay away from me.
Is that what he said?
Oh,
no, he did not.
That's not good when a doctor runs from you.
Yeah, he said I had a sinus infection and symptoms of the flu.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ew.
And then he gave me a Z-Pack, which cost me $134 that Yuritsa got for $79. And that's the worst part of my illness.
What?
Really? No, how come she got it at such a great price?
Well, I asked her
I guess
that,
it's a great price. What's the going rate?
She said, where'd you get it? I said, a major, you know, drugstore. She says, oh, I got it at this, you know, third level generic place in her bad neighborhood. And I said, oh, I should go there.
You should.
Yeah. That's roughly the words that she used.
Isn't it covered under insurance, Z-Pack?
Not at the beginning of the year.
Oh, that's right.
If I got sick in December, I'm like, bring it on.
That's
I'm not paying for
right.
it.
Right. I haven't gotten...
How does that work? I don't understand.
Because you have a copay, and you have to, it has to, a couple of hundred bucks
and until you make your deductible, you pay the whole thing.
Yeah, your deductible.
It's just too confusing. I can't keep with all the rules.
Oh, damn it. I forgot that.
But I don't know, you know, if I hadn't taken that medicine this morning, how would I feel? Would I feel worse than I do now that I took the medicine? You know, I don't understand.
I think you'd feel worse because I think you'd feel all achy and yuck and neck tired. At least this, you feel a little, you know, a little whoop whoop. You know?
A little whoop whoop. I don't like this feeling at all.
Yeah, I think that you're more concerned about the feeling, so you're not paying attention to your symptoms.
Right.
So it's probably a good thing. It's like if your knee hurts, the doctor hits you on the face with a hammer,
right.
Then you're not worried about your knee.
All right.
That's very true. It's like when I say to my husband, honey, it hurts when I do this. He goes, then
don't
do
that.
That.
Yeah, I know. Pretty easy, huh?
Okay.
Hey, so I'm just looking back over this day. What an incredible day with Keala Settle performing for us with Benj and Justin, who wrote the song, who wrote the music to Dear Evan Hansen.
Mm-hmm.
They're just they're brilliant
they
writers.
They really are.
And they act us like, oh, no, we're just guys who like to write music.
And they look like they're 18. They really do. They look like they're like 18 years old. It's
so much
crazy.
Talent.
How about the fact that although they wrote every song for The Greatest Showman and Dear Evan Hansen and James and the Giant Peach, they had to audition for each song for this movie. Like, they wrote the first song, and they were like, okay, great. We're not going to hire you for the second song. What do you got? And they
right.
had to keep submitting. Rather than saying you're hired for the soundtrack.
Even I'd be pissed.
Yeah, like, imagine telling George Clooney, like, well, you can do the first scene in the movie, but you have to audition for the second
right.
scene.
Like they wrote amazing music that has won Tonys. Like, trust me. Like, just trust, trust me.
I don't know.
I wonder if that's just the process, maybe.
Maybe.
They know that's the process. I don't know.
I don't want to live in a world where that's the process.
<I know. laughs>
But such talented guys. And she, of course, she has a spirit. There's no way to describe her.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah, she's pretty great.
You can't put her in a bottle.
Nope.
You know, she's just explosive. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I'm bored. This is the most boring podcast ever.
I feel like we can't do anything better than what we did on the show today.
I know.
So he's just pack it in and go home.
Seriously.
Pack it up.
I'm just bored.
Well,
this is a boring podcast.
Is this the worst podcast ever?
This is the worst podcast ever. Oh,
everyone's
listen
sick.
To that. Everyone's sick.
Everyone's sick and coughing.
We're a bunch of miserable assholes.
I think it's going to be a Red Bull day.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
You know how I feel about that.
I know you do.
I yell at her and take them away. I go, naughty girl, give me that.
Because Daniel's convinced I have an underlying heart condition that will make my heart stop if I drink Red Bull.
Yes, I am convinced.
Well, there's only one way to find out. Get the girl a Red Bull.
No.
I will say this. Oh, speaking of medical bills. Okay, so I learned the hard than easy way that if you see a therapist and your insurance doesn't cover it,
mm-hmm.
make sure that you find out if you can submit afterwards to try and get reimbursed, because I didn't know I could do that.
Yeah.
And then I did that, and then I got a check for thousands of dollars.
Oh, really?
That's awesome.
So,
wow.
Yeah, that's free money. If you have to pay any of these like out-of-network or uncovered doctors, just check to see if there's like a clause in your insurance that lets you resubmit.
I know nothing about any of that stuff.
Yeah, mental health stuff a lot of times is not covered, but then is covered after the fact.
Right.
So just check. It's worth it because holy crap, I paid rent with that money that I never would have known I had had until my doctor was like, why are you not submitting these things?
I had no idea.
Also, if you do that, then it means you're going to therapy, which means yay for you because you're learning about yourself.
There is that.
When's the last time you went to therapy, Brody?
What time is it?
Mm-hmm. 10, 11.
Oh, I'm not a go-to-therapy type of person.
Uh-huh. Why not?
I self-analyze.
Because he would tell them what he thought.
I already know what's
why.
Wrong with me. And then I go home and I, Brody, you really need to open up about your feelings. And then I open up about my feelings and then I analyze what I just said to myself. And then I realize now that I'm going home every day talking to myself. Perhaps I do need a therapist.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Are you
insinuating I should see a therapist?
Yes.
I think everyone should see a therapist.
Oh, okay.
I think it should just be a part of your upkeep.
Do you, your general
your
maintenance.
Upkeep.
I really do think that.
Do you think, Brody, your mental health is better now that you do the Brooklyn Boys podcast and you get to rant on every episode?
100%.
Really?
And I think my home life is better because I'm not ranting at home about what happened to me at the theme restaurant when they put scallions on my nachos.
Yeah.
I said that in front of one of our podcasts. I said to Scary, I said, this is my therapy. If I was going to therapy, because I can complain and rant and or just vent or, you know, I had an experience at CVS, which you heard me talk about, which I didn't have to go home and, like, tell my wife, go, oh, you're not going to believe what happened to me at CVS. She's like, oh, yeah, I know what happened. Like, my wife already knows my shtick. But I have a whole new audience now of people who don't know my shtick who are still amused by it.
Yeah,
it's like
it.
Being married all over again to new listeners.
When you tell his wife, she goes, yeah, yeah, I live with it. That's what she says.
Well, she gets it. It must be amazing living with a guy who's funny and he's a comedy writer. Like, oh, yeah, it's a barrel of laughs.
You must... Yeah, Alex gets that all the time. Alex gets that, oh, my God, you must laugh and laugh and laugh. Yeah. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. No, living with us is a lot different than barely knowing us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what people say when they say, Danielle, will you laugh for me? Oh, my gosh, it's so funny. I go, ask my husband.
Yeah.
And he's like, honey, really?
Sometimes now we fight. I go, oh, yeah? Well, Trish_23 thinks I'm funny.
The good thing about Danielle's laugh, though, this has worked for me before.
What?
It's like the human equivalent of putting a bell on your cat. Because I have been in places where I don't know where Danielle is, but need to find her, and I will hear her laugh.
You know where she is.
It's Marco Polo. Yeah.
No, absolutely. We always, that's how we track you.
That's it. That's
When we did our Lion King appearance,
yes.
And it was like in this downstairs bar or something, and I was late, and I didn't know where you were, and I couldn't find
that's
you, and I was scared,
me.
And then I knew you were there, because I heard your laugh.
My big mouth.
Hey, Straight Nate.
I don't know what you've been talking
about,
but this is the worst podcast ever.
It is. It is the worst podcast ever.
You are, and how much we love you and think you're so sexy. That's what we were saying.
That's what we were talking about.
You guys are so full of shit.
Okay, the topic was guys who are good looking don't know how to cook breakfast the next morning for women because they're so confident that the sex was great.
Is that legitimate?
Yeah, do you know how
that's
to cook
exactly
in the morning?
What we're talking about.
I do know how to cook one breakfast dish.
What is it?
That it's Persian eggs, right? So you get like a hash going.
Yeah.
And then you put the eggs and you let the eggs bake.
Oh.
That's
that sounds delicious.
You made that when we all went on that trip.
I thought you were going to say something else.
A trip to my apartment for a night.
Oh my God. But the problem is, I would never, when I was single, I never had the ingredients in my house.
Yeah.
So I could.
But after you make it once, do you have to break up with her? Because you can't have her like over a second time?
Well,
oh, Persian eggs again.
Then you make dinner. I can actually do breakfast.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Okay, what if Bethany and Danielle and Brody and I just all got up and left the room and left you alone with this computer recording this and you had 5 minutes to do a podcast? You had to sit here and just talk to yourself. Could you do it?
It would be a lot of muttering. You would hear a lot of...
What would you talk about?
I have so much on my brain today.
Like what?
Tell us,
Danny.
We have a meeting in 45 minutes.
We have a meeting
in 45
minutes.
We just finished another meeting. You guys were great, by the way.
Thank you.
There's a lot of stuff that goes on behind
the
scenes. Everybody thinks, oh, you just do a podcast and a radio show. No, there's a lot that goes into this.
You guys were really great. Like, we put on a little show.
That's no!
Woo-woo!
Well, what do you mean? They were great at doing what?
I forget how great you guys are sometimes because
because you're always usually just awful.
No, I think I take it for granted, but I forget how nice you're such nice people.
Oh, thanks.
Because I sometimes forget
how
nice you actually are until I see you interacting with somebody else. Because you know I'm an asshole sometimes, so I know you treat me that way.
No,
yes,
we treat you that way.
Listen,
we
never thought he was an asshole.
Yes, you did.
No.
I can be an asshole, but when you're trying to wrangle 17 people and remember 45 things that
not
have
easy.
To happen in sequence,
not
I'm
easy.
Kinda,
that's why you. That's why you. That's your job.
Yeah, I know it's my job, but I'm not always friendly, and I apologize.
Those
for that.
Days where everything has to go according to a clock, and if you miss 1 minute, you're screwed. Are the worst.
Yeah.
The worst.
Well, it's like Danielle's in charge of our birthdays, right? So she gets the cake, and she'll always ask me, so what time for the cake? What time for the cake? And I'll say, I don't know. I think he's got something else here. But my day, I tried to explain to Danielle, is like I have 8 birthday cakes every day that I need to make sure get delivered at the right time.
Right.
So...
Birthday cakes are fun, though. That's a great analogy.
And
they are.
I just get nervous that we run out of time and then the poor person doesn't get their birthday cake.
Or it's forgotten.
Right. Like that happened to me that time.
That 1 year. That was one fucking year. You never let me live that damn shit down.
But you don't like to celebrate your birthday.
I don't, which is why, you know, it passed. And then the next day, Elvis comes in, because I think you were out, and you're like, oh, hey, by the way, happy birthday.
Oh.
And Danielle looks at me and goes, it was your birthday. I'm like, I don't care.
They
really
forgot
don't.
Mine
but
once.
This year, you got red velvet cake, and you got Oreos, so you be quiet.
No, but remember the year you forgot we had an Auburn pond in our basement, the old building?
Yeah, I got you.
And then they ran down and got a plate of brownies and cookies.
And then
Elvis ran to his office and gave me a bookmark, and they all signed a bookmark as my birthday card.
Yeah, remember when I had the box of cat cards? carts. Yeah. And those were the emergency.
She had those emergency cat carts.
Marks and brownies.
Elvis would come to me and go, I need a cat cart.
Amazing. That's hilarious.
It's not good.
Sometimes I get a little overwhelmed and I forget something and I'm like, shit, I forgot.
Was that the same studio where you would, like, the police would come and look for bodies in the back bog?
In Sea Caucus.
Sea Caucus, yeah.
That was two buildings ago.
Yeah.
Is it Sea Caucus or Sea Caucus?
Both. I hear people who live there call it Sea Caucus.
Sea Caucus.
Yeah. You know how it's New Orleans, Norlins, if you live there? Yeah, but we're like, that's New Orleans.
Yeah.
If you live there, it's Sea Caucus. And if you don't care, like me, it's Sea Caucus.
It's a Sea Caucus.
Sea Caucus has great shopping. Amazing.
So does Sea Caucus.
I love it.
You know what? This weekend, a friend of mine was in town for the Grammys. And he said, oh, I love visiting the Big Apple.
Oh, dear. Oh.
And I looked at him and I said, we don't call it that.
No.
He's like, sure, you call it the Big Apple. It's the Big Apple. Everyone knows it's the Big Apple. What are you, stupid? I said, no, we don't call it that. It's like if you live in San Francisco, you never call it San Fran.
Right.
They get so mad.
Or if you live in Atlanta, you don't call it Hotlanta.
Hotlanta.
It's Hotlanta.
Maybe you lived in L.A. Did you call it La La Land?
Somebody did that one time. I said, never say that ever again. That is the most embarrassing
Bethany,
thing.
What's Wisconsin besides cold?
No one refers to themselves as a cheesehead ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no cheeseheads. We know them as cheeseheads.
Is Chicago the Windy City?
Yes.
Chi-town?
But I don't think they call it the Windy City. If you're living in Chicago, you don't have...
Oh, it's cold.
Here we are in the Windy City.
Yeah.
It's like Australian people when you say, put another shrimp on the barbie. They're like, we don't say
May
that.
May I have a Foster's?
Right.
Yeah. They don't have any of that.
It's Australian for beer.
Danielle, have you ever asked anyone, because we were both born in New York, have you ever said, can I have a cup of coffee?
No.
No.
Are you don't live at Toity Toid and Toid?
No.
Hey. Don't you hear that all the time? They don't say, no one says Toity Toid and Toid. What street is this out here?
It's 6th Avenue.
Sixth Avenue.
That's right.
Avenue of the Americas.
No, yeah, Sixth whatever. Avenue.
So is Sixth it Avenue, Avenue of the Americas or is it Sixth Avenue?
Sixth Avenue.
Where are you from?
Well,
you're a New Yorker now. It's Sixth Avenue.
Right.
It's the Avenue of the Americas is like a hoity-toity.
Why do they call it that?
They wanted
that
the buildings with a Sixth Avenue address to sound fancier.
Yeah.
But it's Sixth Avenue.
I'll say this. Call it Sixth Avenue because I once told the cab driver, this is a little inside baseball, but like I once told the cab driver to go to Walker and Avenue of the Americas. And so he just heard Avenue and then a letter, and so he started driving me into the East Village, Avenue A.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, no. Now I'm
it's
late
got a
work.
Number. Manhattan is numbered. It's numbered left to right. It's numbered south to north. Use the numbers. Who puts words in there?
Well, Broadway's a sort of a famous little street we have.
Yeah, but it goes diagonally. It's not really part of the grid.
It is true. It is true. It's not an up and down.
It's a reverse S. It's a, you know, it's a thing. You know, it's a thing.
Only place I've ever lived where I haven't gotten lost every day. Like, because it is such a grid, which is crazy because it's a huge city, you would think. But when I lived in Dallas, I was never able to drive around without my GPS.
Oh, Big D. When you lived in Big D.
Yeah. Big D. The Big D's something else in my house.
Yeah, mine too.
What is it? What is it, Danielle?
I put the D
you know what it
in
is.
Big D.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And? Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guess what, Will?
What's that, Mango?
I've been trying to write a promo for our podcast, Part-Time Genius, but even though we've done over 250 episodes, we don't really talk about murders or cults.
I mean, we did just cover the Illuminati of cheese, so I feel like that makes us pretty edgy. We also solve mysteries like how Chinese is your Chinese food and how do dollar stores make money? And then, of course, can you game a dog show?
So what you're saying is everyone should be listening.
Listen to Part-Time Genius on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Justin Rutherford. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover to hide behind.
Detective Weaver said, "I'm sure you know why we're here." I was like, "What in the world is going on?"
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.